Bronx Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slade, Carter's, Abel's, Carter's, Newburgh, Carter's, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air. Hey, once a bottle.
What do you like to do in the North Woods of Wisconsin? I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network, and this is Tell Joy Where to Go in Wisconsin's North Woods for fun, for relaxation, for an authentic, a unique, a memorable North Woods experience. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Crystal Westfall, the executive director of the Minocqua Area Chamber of Commerce and a member of the Northwoods of Wisconsin Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
So define for us, Crystal, what is the Northwoods?
Well, that is actually a very hard question to answer because it means something to just about everybody. It means something different to everyone. But what we define it as is sort of a group of counties in the Northwoods, Forest, Langlade, Lincoln, Oneida, and Vilas County, as sort of known as the Northwoods of Wisconsin. A lot of people refer it as up north to them. So it's, you know, it's just a magical place that people love to come and visit and vacation and maybe live. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it really is. I was there last weekend, by the way, and had a lot of fun. But the reason I asked that question is a lot of people who are lifelong Wisconsin residents, it might be intuitive what the Northwoods of Wisconsin is. But if we have people who are newer transplants or newer listeners, or for that matter, sometimes people, if you just live in far southern Wisconsin, you might think up north is, you know, just 30 miles north of here or something.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because we actually, at the Minocqua Area Chamber, we had shared a Facebook post. And as you know, Facebook posts go viral very quickly. And we had shared a post that said, "What is up north to you?" And it was sort of the dividing lines of the highways. And it was very well received because people all have a very, this just intrinsic belief of where their up north starts and where the Northwoods is. But most people sort of realize when the topography starts to change. You start to kind of, drive a little bit, you keep going driving north and you get through some of these beautiful hardwoods, you know, into the pine forests and you smell that crisp air and you go, "Oh, okay, I'm up north. I'm in the Northwoods of Wisconsin." So yeah. It really is defined differently for a lot of different people. But we, we kind of have a very defined area in our minds of where Northwoods is. And so that's the group that I get to work for. And I'm very proud to represent all of our counties because, like I said, when you get this way and the air starts turning crisp and clean, mm-hmm. you go, "Oh, okay, yep, here I am."
Yeah, I've arrived. And that's right. It's beautiful. And then there's all those lakes in between all those pines.
Yes.
And it's
exactly.
Yeah, it's great. And as I mentioned, I was fortunate enough to make a visit last weekend. I did post a few photos on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page from that trip. But I go back often, and I often ask people during this hour where to go for a great Wisconsin experience, and that's what this is all about. Where do you recommend people go in Wisconsin's Northwoods? Maybe you live there. Maybe you have a cabin there or a cottage there. Maybe you frequent the Northwoods. What's your idea of a great time in the Northwoods? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I will share some of the things I was able to do last weekend as we go along. But what is it like there right now, Crystal? Summer is usually a pretty busy time for the Northwoods, isn't it?
It is a very busy time. You'd mentioned the lakes, and, we really are unbelievably lucky for the types of lakes that we have here, and they draw they draw traffic, to say the least. We have people coming from all over the country, all over the world, if you will, to come and see our what people here call as gin clear lakes. Because of our topography, because we are so, sort of higher up, we're in the Northern Highland region of the state of Wisconsin, the rain that comes to us really stays, fresh and clean. We don't have water that runs to us. Everything runs from us. And so we have some of the clearest lakes in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, you can sometimes imagine yourself on a beach in the Caribbean for some of the blue, crisp colors that you see here. So we have people coming up all summer long to play on those waters in the woods. It really is one of the best things we have in our area. So summer gets pretty busy because of our lakes and our lake chains.
Yeah, speaking of that, speaking of that rain that keeps those lakes so crisp and clear, has the wet weather that we saw earlier this summer affected activities or tourism or the activities up there?
It hasn't slowed down at all, yeah. which most people would think rain would keep people away, but it really hasn't. And we had been sort of low. We kind of been in a drought for quite a while. Our lakes weren't to their full capacity, and now they've actually gone back to their ancestral lake heights, which is interesting because, you know, for so long it had been dry and there are trees essentially growing out of the lakes now, which is where they had taken root when it was so dry. But we haven't slowed down at all. People are still flocking to the Northwoods. They realize that, you know, even if there's rain, there's still numerous other things to do. They don't necessarily need to be in the outdoors, though, of course, that's why they're coming here. But we have so many other activities to offer them, with our beautiful shopping, our quaint downtowns. There's just so many other things that people want to experience while they're here.
Well, you know what I loved while I was there, and this was at the suggestion of a couple of different friends, bike trails that are up in the Northwoods. We biked from Boulder Junction to Manitouish Waters on a beautiful paved bike trail. It was great.
Yeah, that is the heart of the Vilas County Bike Trail. It's 45 miles of paved trail connecting the entire county from town to town to town, with little stops along the way. And it is, the trail itself is beautifully maintained. It's a huge undertaking for the county, for the communities that participate with that. But you'll be riding along on that trail and you'll come to a little bridge crossing, sort of in the middle of nowhere. You feel like you're kind of just passing through time, and all of a sudden there'll be pots of flowers set out, just as beautiful additions to the trail. There's a lot of pride that goes into that trail system.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And boy, there's I don't even know where to start. There's so much going on. Why don't we let's stick with activities for nature lovers? What are some of the activities, upcoming events that are great for those who do love the water?
Well, we've got all kinds of things that are happening throughout all of our counties, and unless somebody's got a pen and paper and they're ready to jot mm-hmm. down things, I would really recommend them going to the northwoodsofwisconsin.com website, because all of our counties and all of the individual communities are listed there with kind of what to do when you're in the Northwoods. If you're into nature, if you're a nature lover, and one of the things actually you'll find at Northwoods of Wisconsin is sort of what is your Northwoods personality. There are different itineraries based on the personality that you have and what your interests are. But you can go to any amount of events we've got going on in the Northwoods. If you like to get a little muddy and want to participate in a fun little like mud dash, we've got the Manitouish Waters is hosting the Northwoods Bad Dash Mud Run on Labor Day weekend. So if you want to be outside and you want to play around in the mud, that might be the time for you. But we've got fishing tournaments that are coming up kind of all across the Northwoods. There's all kinds of fishing tournaments happening. There's triathlons that are going on. There's biking that's happening. So it's really, it's, you know, we'd have to be a little bit more specific for each of those personality types to really cover all of the ground we need to cover for the event.
Right. And we will, maybe when we come back from news, we will go into those different Northwoods personalities and some of the activities that are available for the different Northwoods personalities after we come back from news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Tell Joy Where to Go in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin and we talk about the many recreational and cultural and educational opportunities all over the state. We're focusing in on northern Wisconsin, and for me, I'm kind of defining that the northern third of the state. Our guest is with the Minocqua Chamber of Commerce, and she is a member of the Northwoods of Wisconsin group, which is a cluster of several counties in Wisconsin's Northwoods. So what do you like to do in the Northwoods? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is Tell Joy Where to Go in Wisconsin's Northwoods. What do you like about the Northwoods of Wisconsin? What do you like to do? Do you live there? Do you have some local hidden gems that we should check out? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Crystal Westfall, who is the executive director of the Minocqua Area Chamber of Commerce and a member of the Northwoods of Wisconsin group. And we have number of people who are suggesting places to eat in the Northwoods. So
that is a very popular undertaking.
So not so much biking and kayaking or hiking at this point, but we'll see. Michael on Facebook says CT's Deli in downtown Rhinelander. That guy's got it going on. All right. So thank you, Michael. Jean on Facebook says have breakfast or lunch at the Wolf Pack in St. Germain. Well, that's an interesting name for a cafe or a diner in St. Germain. So maybe our listeners also have other places to eat that you'd like to recommend. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Well, I'll tell you where we ate. We had a lot of good meals. We ate at a very famous, I think, tourist spot in Minocqua on Sunday morning, Crystal. It was the Paul Bunyan's Cooking Shanty.
Yep, that is very popular.
Oh my gosh, and it's popular, I guess, for a reason, because they just, as I wrote on Facebook, I ate like a lumberjack.
It's so true. The plate sizes they give you enough food to last you for the day.
And it's family style. So, you know, we had breakfast and we were given French toast, pancakes, scrambled eggs, potatoes, donuts. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, they asked if we wanted biscuits and gravy, but I was like, no.
You can't pass up the donuts. That is a staple here. So when Paul Bunyan's actually closes for the winter, all of us go into sugar withdrawal in the Northwoods.
But that was a lot of fun, and I that's the first time, I can't believe it, that I've done that. But we did go there and had a very very filling breakfast. We also ate at later in the day, we went to we biked to Manitouish Waters, as I mentioned. So we decided to have lunch at Little Bohemian Lodge, the place that is famous for the John Dillinger
shooter. Yes.
Tell us what I mean. That there, you actually can see the bullet holes in the windows still.
Yeah, they've preserved all of the bullet holes from the John Dillinger shootout. And even in some of the glass in other parts of the building, they've actually just put new glass over it but left the old broken glass. So, you know, many people obviously saw the new John Dillinger movie when it came out because it had been filmed predominantly in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And they actually came back to Little Bohemia to shoot some of the scenes. We have a pretty thriving gangster history up here. People are very interested in sort of that, you know, kind of that mob scene that came up here during Prohibition. But he was hiding out in the Northwoods, and the cops found him.
Yeah, and we tried out I think it's a somewhat newer restaurant, but I'm not sure. It was recommended by a local, and it was very good. It was Bitters and Bull in Lake Tomahawk.
Lake Tomahawk, yeah. It is a brand new restaurant, actually, but they have craft cocktails. That they make, you know, they make their bitters from scratch, and basically everything's from scratch. They use all of the meat from the local meat market, the Lake Tomahawk meat market. But it's, yeah, we have some really amazing places to eat in the Northwoods, you know, kind of all across the board.
Yeah, we had it was a craft cocktail. It was an old fashioned, but it was predominantly with cherry juice and fresh mushed up cherries and fruit. It was really, really good. But the one thing I didn't go, and I know you have, you're famous for some good old fashioned supper clubs up there too, right?
We do. Yeah. You know, and that is really, you know, not just the northern Wisconsin half of the state, but across the state, you know, we are really well known for supper clubs. And you know, that is probably one of the most often asked question that we get, you know, particularly from people that are traveling from outside of our state, is what the heck is a supper club? Do I need to get dressed up? You know, do I need to be there at a certain time? What is this? And, you know, we have supper clubs all across the state that, you know, some of them, yes, it is fine dining. There are others that is a little bit more casual. But here in the Northwoods, we really pride ourselves on amazing fish fries, great prime rib on Saturday nights at the supper club with delicious old fashions. I mean, you can't beat that. That is a Northwood staple.
Yeah, it was, I've done some of those in the past too. There are now you do have some craft breweries and such as well. Where can beer lovers go in the Northwoods?
Well, here in Minocqua, we have two that are pretty well known. Actually, we've got the Minocqua Brewing Company, and then Rocky Reef is a new brewer. But then there's a new one that just opened in Merrill called the Sawmill. That's brand new. They're actually in an old forestry building, which is really super cool. And then we've got some, basically everybody carries craft beer up here because it is so popular. So really anywhere you go, you're going to find craft beer, but we do, we've got great breweries. You know, I'm forgetting one. There's one in Eagle River as well, Tribute Brewing mm-hmm. Company in Eagle River. You know, they're really, these people, the heart they put into making their craft cocktails, their craft beer, their craft spirits is something to watch. And a lot of these places, the breweries included, you can go on tours. You can actually see them making their craft, whatever it may be. We also have the Northern Distillery here in Minocqua. They make all their own craft whiskey and vodka. You can go into their distillery and see what they're doing. So, you know, if you're into that sort of craft cocktail, craft beer, spirit scene, we've got mm-hmm. plenty of stuff to do up here.
We are talking with Crystal Westfall. She is executive director of the Minocqua Area Chamber of Commerce and a member of the Northwoods of Wisconsin group. And this is Tell Joy Where to Go in Wisconsin's Northwoods. 1-800-642-1234. Looking for your questions or your recommendations. What do you like to do in the Northwoods of Wisconsin? Whether it's a place to eat or an activity like biking or paddling or fishing or something else. If you have a suggestion, I'd love to hear from you. I did make a trip last weekend and we did do some biking. It was great. We did do a lot of eating and that was great too. But what else? What else is there to do in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. What do you like to do? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. As the calls come in, Crystal, I wanted to talk a little bit about your you can find out your Northwoods personality, and then you can kind of build an itinerary based on your personality. So let's talk about, the Northwoods highbrow personality. What is that, and what would the Northwood highbrow like to do?
Well, as you will read, when you find out you're the highbrow, like a bald eagle, you've got a keen eye, and you're on the lookout for wonderful flavors, fabulous scenery, and great ways to enjoy yourself in the beautiful Northwoods.
Yeah.
So a highbrow personality, maybe that person that really wants to try out all of those craft cocktails and go to those supper clubs, do some wonderful shopping in our downtowns. Really, the person that's looking for all of the best of the Northwoods.
And then there is the Northwoods bum. That sounds like I think I could do the highbrow and bum at the same time.
So I know, I'm a smattering of all of these, just depending on the day.
Yeah.
So if you're a bum, obviously, like the bears in the Northwoods, you just kind of want to relax and hang out. So you could spend your day in one of our wonderful resorts. It is really kind of the way to travel in the Northwoods. There are many different ways to travel, but a traditional way to travel is to spend a week here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin at one of our wonderful and very quaint resorts run by these families that have passed these resorts down through the generations. And they provide all of your activities, including your paddling or your kayaking or whatever you need, right there at the resort on a beautiful lake. And you can relax and let them take care of it for you.
That sounds good. So what does the Northwoods gumshoe want to do?
Obviously, they're in it to discover all there is here in the Northwoods. They're into the rich heritage, the history that we have. We just talked a little bit about John Dillinger and our mobster background. This person really wants to uncover the secrets of the Northwoods from our rich logging heritage, which is really the beginning of our tourism. After the loggers were here, that was the way that our tourists got here. They wanted to travel the railroad and see what was up here, see the sights, all the beautiful lakes. So that gumshoe's really into finding out about our history, wants to see the beautiful museums we have with all of that rich history on display.
Then there is the Northwoods wannabe. I think I'm a Northwoods wannabe.
I was for a long time until I moved up here.
Yeah,
so. So now I guess I maybe am a Northwoods person, but the Northwoods wannabe wants to learn about where the locals go. And I think, Joy, you said we wanted to hear from a local where they sent us. So they sent us the Bitters and Bull, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You're the person that wants to come here and maybe stop in at one of the tourist centers. All of our chambers of commerce have our doors wide open through the course of the summer and in the winter to help our friends from from outside of our area really discover, what it is to be living up here, to be a local, all of our favorite places. So be sure if you're the wannabe to step in and chat with some of the locals in those chambers of commerce.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I have more questions and I'll get them in later, but let's go through the rest here. Northwoods gearhead. So I betcha I need to have some toys if I want to be a gearhead,
huh? Right. We have a lot of gearheads in the Northwoods, that's for sure. So we've got ATVing, snowmobiling, boating, motorcycling opportunities, obviously, because we have beautiful backwoods roads. This is the person that really wants to discover the Northwoods, via some motorized ways. So you're the person that wants to take your classic car on one of our rustic road tours and really see the sights, especially it's starting to turn into fall now. So we've got some beautiful leaves that are changing colors. It's a perfect opportunity for our Northwoods gearhead to come north. But if you're into ATVing and snowmobiling, we've got some world-class trail systems and routes that you can be on up here.
Yeah, and then you have in this this category the people that play hard during the day on their toys like to play hard at night and go to the night spots too.
They do, yeah. So you may want to play hard during the day, play hard during the night. And we've got awesome, breweries and dining establishments and bars that have, late night live music. Mm-hmm. And so, you can see blues and bluegrass music and, really party up the night, kind of Northwoods style. So those are the people that really want to keep it going all day long.
Yeah. And then there is the Northwoods Trailblazer, and I probably fit in that category a little bit more than the Gearhead because I have, that's more the silent sports, isn't it?
It is the silent sports. Yeah, so we have trails. I mean, we just talked about the 45 miles of paved trail through Vilas County, but every single county that is in our list of the Northwoods of Wisconsin has trail systems galore, and you can cross-country ski your heart out. You can hike until your feet fall off. There are so many trails up here. We really are sort of our county sort of encompassed the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, which is one of our working forests for the state of Wisconsin. And they're always blazing new trails. They're always trying to make it more enjoyable for our visitors to come here. And so we've got hiking trails. We've got cross-country ski trails. But I don't want to just talk about Northern Highland because we have some amazing, mountain biking trails. The Windman Trail system, is mm-hmm. is gorgeous up in Vilas County. Here in Oneida County, we've got Winter Park cross-country ski trails that are world-class. So, we have a wide variety of opportunities for people that are in that trailblazer category.
Yeah. So is this information, or can you take some sort of survey to find out which one of the personalities you fit most, or get an itinerary if you want some help with an itinerary?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can just Google Northwoods personality mm-hmm. and your quiz will pop up. The app has unfortunately been taken down for some maintenance, so you can't find it on your phone yet. But we do have an app available at the App Store when it pops back up. But right now you can go on to your home computer and you can look up your Northwoods personality. But if you don't want to necessarily take the personality, you think you fit maybe kind of all these categories, all of the itineraries are listed independently of that survey on our northwoodsofwisconsin.com. So you can just go in and you can read about all of the different things that maybe fit your personality. And then you can create your own itinerary.
We are talking about creating an itinerary for Wisconsin's Northwoods. On this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, our guest is the executive director of the Minocqua Area Chamber of Commerce and a member of the Northwoods of Wisconsin group. We mentioned in the very beginning, this is a group of how many counties, Crystal, in your Northwoods of Wisconsin group?
Well, we are Forest, Langlade, Lincoln, Oneida, and Vilas.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. because we have a number of people who are calling saying, well, what about, Bayfield and other places up north? And that's true, that's up north, but that's not necessarily this particular, what we can necessarily are. I mean, do you consider Bayfield Wisconsin's Northwoods?
Not for this particular group, but mm-hmm. I know many people believe that, like I said, the Northwoods is very hard to define mm-hmm. When it comes to the people that live here in Wisconsin. Everybody has a different section of Wisconsin that might be their Northwoods. I mean, it could be south of us even. We could have the Wausau area, mm-hmm. As somebody's Northwoods. That's how they feel about it. And everybody has a very strong feeling on sort of where that is. And, so just for these purposes, this is just how we define the Northwoods of Wisconsin. But we absolutely love Bayfield. We love our northern friends, and we work quite a bit with them.
And we do shows that are specifically focused on Bayfield and Wausau, for that matter, and for that matter, other regions of the state. We've done the Great River Road. We've done the Madison area, the Milwaukee area, the Green Bay area. So each week we focus on a different aspect of life in Wisconsin, and this time it's the Northwoods, more north central Wisconsin. We'll continue after this news.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Wapon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Wishwaters, Climate. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy.
This is a Wisconsin Northwoods edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, and we are exploring Wisconsin's Northwoods with the executive director of the Minocqua Area Chamber of Commerce and member of the Northwoods of Wisconsin group. We have posted its website or its Facebook page on our Facebook page, so you can check it out. And you can also check out your personality, find out what your Northwoods personality is, and figure out a nice itinerary to do some exploring in these counties that are in north-central Wisconsin: Forest County, Langlade County, Lincoln County, Oneida County, Vilas County. I was in Wisconsin's Northwoods last week, and I had a wonderful time biking the bike trails from Boulder Junction to Manitouish Waters. And we ate at a lot of places, and we did some other exploring as well. One of the things, Crystal, that I noticed up there, and I didn't have the time, so I'll have to come back, is that there was music in the park here, and there was free pontoon boat rides there. It was wherever you looked, there was something to do.
There is so much to do. I have a whole list here of things that are happening just in the next 3 weeks from each of our counties, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's just so many things that you can participate in while you're up there. But, you know, you mentioned the live concert series. I think every community has a live concert series. And so if you want to come in and hear some original music, some of our Northwoods folk singers are part of that. You can just bring a blanket and a chair and plop down anywhere. Yeah. There's music going on all the time.
And one thing I noticed while I was putting on my bike helmet at the Chamber of Commerce Boulder Junction is that it is the Muskie Capital of Wisconsin?
It is the Muskie Capital of Wisconsin. Yeah, actually, the Muskie Jamboree is happening this weekend.
That's it.
Right after I'm done with this conversation, I'm going to learn how to muskie fish with the DNR officials. They're going to be putting on a learn to muskie fish. So, even if you've never done some of these things, there are opportunities for you to learn as well. And I wanted to get that in there because a lot of people are quite interested in our muskie population up here. They're kind of intimidating. They're very large, toothy fish.
they
potentially could catch.
I know that. And the other thing I was looking for, and once again, I did not find the elusive white deer in Boulder Junction. Whenever I go up there, I kind of try to cruise around to see a white deer or two, because you're very Boulder Junction is very famous for those. What do they call them? The ghosts of the forest.
The ghosts of the forest. Yeah. They are. I'm surprised because they kind of hang out in town.
Right. Exactly. I just have not been timing it right. I saw a lot of brown deer, but not any white ones. But that was a lot of fun. Tina on Facebook says I should canoe the Tomahawk River. It's a beautiful day trip. So yeah, a lot of paddling opportunities.
There are a lot of paddling opportunities. There, you know, one of the things that people often see when they come in, you know, especially if they're driving, you know, Highway 51 up to visit us, is they'll see, you know, people zipping around on motorboats or in fishing boats. And we have so many bodies of water, so many rivers and streams that you can kayak and canoe on, that it's sometimes forgotten, you know, about how many different places you can go. A lot of these river trips you can take. There are campsites just along the river. You could do full weekend trips just in your canoe, and they're rarely used. And so we would really like people to know that there are there are plenty of canoe and kayaking opportunities up here if you want to participate. And again, all you'd have to do is just give a Chamber of Commerce a call in the area you want to go, and they will send you on your way.
Boy, and as some people are recommending things that we've touched on already, but a listener called in who said he loves the Northern Waters Distillery because it has excellent bourbon. That was the distillery in, was that in Minocqua?
That was in Minocqua. Yeah, I referenced that earlier. The Northern Waters Distillery is an amazing place. You can go and taste test. So if you want to go in and taste that beautiful bourbon, you most certainly can.
Yeah, Jerry on Facebook also suggests a visit to Little Bohemia in Manitouish Waters. He says he remembers back when they had clothing and personal effects that were worn by the gangsters on display. Well, there's a lot of historical stuff on display. I'm not sure I saw the clothing, but is that still there as far as you know, Crystal?
As far as I know, I don't think the clothing is still on display, but you definitely can still see the bullet holes.
Yeah, that's right. And Mona from Watertown says Truce's Hub in Minocqua has the best food, in her opinion. The food is bar fare, but she says perfect sandwiches, great beer. So thank you very much, Mona, for that.
I would have to agree, Mona, but I am partial.
No, I know. I mean, we've been talking mainly summer things to do, but I mean, I fall has got to be gorgeous in the Northwoods, and I know you have a lot of stuff going on. What do you have? Beef-O-Rama's coming up in Minocqua in the fall.
It sure is. Yeah, Beef-O-Rama is a large festival, to say the least, in the Northwoods. It's been going on for 53 years, so it's a staple. But yeah, the Northwoods in the fall, you can't beat it. You know, like I said, it's already starting to kind of feel fallish up here. So, you know, us that live here, we're all starting to think about cozy sweaters and hot chocolate around a campfire, all those things that you think of when you think of the Northwoods, sitting around a campfire with your friends. But yeah, we're gearing up for some great fall festivals and really great outdoor opportunities. You know, if you want to do some of those silent sports like hiking and biking, now's the time to start planning that vacation, because the leaves are going to start changing and it will just be an explosion of color in the woods.
Yeah. So I know that it's going to be hard to narrow it down, but if I do want to do a hike to see the most gorgeous fall colors there are,
that's a hard question, Joy.
It's too hard to narrow it down, I bet.
It might be too hard to narrow it down, but one of the places that, you know, I've mentioned before, the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest kind of is in all of our counties, and you know, there are multiple opportunities to go on a beautiful hike. You know, we've got maples, you know, sort of all throughout the forest, you know, which of course gives us that most vibrant red color. And the birches turn this beautiful shade of gold. And so those trees are all involved in our pine woods. And so, you know, the tamaracks start turning this amazing shade of gold as well. And so as you start coming up, you're going to start seeing some of those beautiful color changes along with our beautiful, really vibrant green pines. And so, you know, really anywhere you look, there's going to be some splashes of color. It's going to be an amazing time.
And not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I am planning, just so you know, and I'll be in touch before I come up, a winter cross-country ski, a winter adventure in Minocqua. You have a place called, is it Minocqua Park?
Minocqua Winter Park.
That's it.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And Winter Park is a not-for-profit run a ski opportunity. I don't even know what to call it, because it is this massive trail system that is all privately or, you know, funded by donations. And it is absolutely gorgeous. Like I said earlier, it is a world-class ski area. You can also snowshoe there. In the spring and in the fall, they've got fat tire biking opportunities out there as well. And they've also got their whole event series. So you can come out and participate in some of the cross-country ski opportunities they have. They've got a mud run. You know, like I said, it really is a world-class facility, and definitely something that everybody should come and see. So I'm happy that you're going to be coming our way for that.
I'll see you then. Crystal, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Crystal Westfall is the executive director of the Minocqua Area Chamber of Commerce. It's time now for Wisconsin Life. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
Linda Pills looks forward to a week up north with her grandkids every year. When the girls found out it was Pills' wedding anniversary, they planned a special surprise.
I knew something was afoot when I glimpsed the three girls zooming past the open aisle at the Save More Grocery in Minocqua. We'd stopped for more provisions on our way up north for a week of Camp Pills. Camp Pills is a love fest, the one week of the year when we have the girls we love best, our granddaughters, Carson and Scarlett, in the place we love best, our cozy little cabin on the shore of High Lake, just outside of Boulder Junction. This year, we had also invited Allie, our nephew's daughter, to join us. It had been a busy time of family reunions and dinners the previous week, so I had forgotten that it was our 46th wedding anniversary. How could you forget your wedding day? The girls, huddled in the back seat, chanted. We stopped for lunch, then continued on to purchase the last of the groceries. As a treat, each girl got to select one special item. While I waited in lane 3 with my full cart, Carson came rushing over to ask for more money. I had thought that $10 was plenty. Please, Nana, Carson begged. Just $5 more? I'll pay you back. I handed her the five extra dollars. At the cabin, the girls whisked their parcels into the small bedroom that they shared. We were barred from entering and encouraged to go out in the fishing boat for a romantic ride. The girls were waiting for us on the dock as we pulled up a half hour later. As we secured the lines to the side of the pier, they started singing. L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. They sang another refrain as they took our arms and escorted us up to the front of the cabin. Tonight is your romantic night. Happy anniversary, they shouted. The porch table was alight with 46 candles. I thought, oh my God, the whole place could have gone up in flames, but said, this looks amazing. It's beautiful. What a surprise. And it was beautiful. And so were they, with their faces beaming, ready to serve us dinner. Allie took our drink orders. Scarlett was our server and Carson the chef. The salad came first, followed by the chicken manicotti. Scarlett also gave us a running commentary on the decision-making process. At the salad course, we didn't think the dinner was big enough, so we added the salad. At the main course, Carson thought we should have pizza, but I said, pizza's not romantic. Macaroni and cheese, now that's romantic. As the meal continued, I could tell that Scarlett was getting hungry, so when she asked if the chicken patty with tomato sauce and 11 noodles was good, I suggested that she try some. It's really good, isn't it? I whispered. Delicious, she said. And it was delicious. The culmination of this romantic evening was cake, covered with flowers and the handwritten inscription, Happy 46th Anniversary, Nana and Papa. It tasted better than our wedding cake.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik. Is even more than anyone that you adore can love is all that I can give to you. Love.